What's up, fellas? Tough one tonight. Thought we got some good looks in the first half, but we missed, and I thought we struggled kind of keeping our composure and staying positive as the game went on. And I thought they kind of just wore us down because we just struggled to score. And then we had some real bad possessions where they got an offensive rebound, they made a three, and because we weren't making shots, I thought we really let that affect our focus. The way they're built, they're big and long up top. And so, what they were giving us was open threes, and we missed. And then, at times we try to then finish at the basket. They end up blocking shots, so they end up with, I think, six blocks. And so we then we didn't make foul shots at times. It was kind of a little bit of everything. Missed some blockouts. Didn't turn it over a ton, which is a positive. But we needed to make shots, and then we needed to really focus more on the defensive end in the second half. Even though we weren't scoring, we needed to stay tough and come up with some stops, and we weren't able to do it.
Yeah, coach, it looks like a lot of your, missed threes were short, air balls and kind of front rim. Do you attribute that to anything, or is that kind of, was there
No,
some?
I'm not sure. We didn't make shots in practice yesterday. Yesterday we had a rough day shooting it. We shot it a lot like we did today. I was hoping we got that out of our system. Not sure. And then we end up taking 33 threes.
Yeah, coach, was that, I was gonna ask about the 33 threes. Was that kind of, by design, or was
No,
it just?
no, no, no. I mean, those were the shots they were giving us. We weren't going to be able to finish over them in the paint. They're so long. We had to take the shots that they gave us, and they gave us open ones. And we've shot the ball really well in the preseason. And even the other night against Northeastern, it was more our defense. It wasn't our shooting. We just missed.
Coach, kind of going off that, it feels like every bucket that you guys got inside was a really grinded out bucket. Would you say that tonight was kind of a bad offensive performance, good defensive performance by San Diego, maybe a bit of both?
Look, I thought their length bothered us at the rim. I do think we could have gotten it inside a little bit more, maybe to Ben and to Malcolm, but our guards struggled to score at the basket. So we had a few times where and they're long. It's hard to finish over them. I think they end up blocking several of our guys at the rim.
Do you think, obviously, Nico returned, but he didn't really play that much, and not having Otto, do you think that not having, your two starting bigs kind of, snowballed that problem of not being able to finish inside?
Well, these other guys are pretty good. Ethan didn't play either. He's out. He'll be out for a bit. So, we have good enough players to play a much better game than we played. I have to take responsibility for how we played. And I gotta do a better job of getting these guys ready to go. But we've got good enough players. Even with those guys out, we have a good enough team. But we've gotta play with more confidence, and we've gotta be able to play when things aren't going our way. We didn't do a great job of kind of getting to the next play, and they just kind of broke us. We were hoping that we were gonna break them by just kind of trying to play the right way and trying to compete, and we weren't able to do it. They were able to kind of break us down because we struggled to score. I thought we hung our head a little bit when we missed some shots, or they blocked us at the basket, and then we airball a free throw. I mean, there are some demoralizing plays that went down, and you've got to be able to fight through that. And if we were able to kind of fight through it, I think we could have made it a game. I don't know if we could have won the game, but I thought we could have made it a game, even though we were struggling to score. I thought it could have ended up being, an 8-point game or a 10-point game with 5 minutes to go, and then that's a game, that's a winnable game right there, But instead, it kind of went the other way on us because we hung our heads a little bit because of, we have high expectations, we have high expectations of ourselves, and when those things don't kind of come together, your focus drifts and you're not locked into what's going on in front of you. You're already caught up in why is this happening? And I think that's kind of where our guys are right now. It's like, all right, why is this happening? We think we're a good team. We're working hard at it, and all of a sudden, like, we get in the game and things aren't kind of going our way. And we've got to kind of just get back to trying to just to do what we do well and focus on that. And kind of surrender the results of things and just make sure you're trying to do it the right way.
Yeah, I did want to ask you as well. Obviously, this is your first game at BU against a WCC opponent. Never played San Diego. How did you kind of evaluate, this game against this level of opponents? Do you think it was a game that it was kind of evenly matched? Or do you think it was more of a game that, it was an uphill battle, but it was winnable? I'm just wondering how
Yeah,
you kind of.
well, I'll say the biggest thing is that you're on their floor. Right, so it's an away game on their floor, so that's going to impact. You're on the West Coast, so you had to travel. So those are things that you've got to kind of be able to fight through to play better. They are longer and more athletic, but we were going to have to shoot the ball better and be tougher mentally to play. So that's how I evaluate. I didn't think we were tough enough. I thought we hung our heads when things didn't work out, and then we didn't make shots, and so that's how it went, and we've got to learn from it and use this game as a tool to get better, because this is going to be our team for a while. We're going to be without Ethan and Otto for a good stretch here, and we're going to have to kind of figure this out. Nico's playing with the shoulder, and he's just trying to give us anything he can. So this is not the same team from last year, because of the injuries. But it's still a good enough team to win. We're gonna have to figure it out again.
Coach, on one of the brighter sides of the game today, Ben led all BU scores with 15 points on only 17 minutes off the bench. How would you kind of assess his performance
Oh,
tonight?
he played great. He was the one guy. He was able to make shots and make plays. He was a bright spot for us offensively for sure. He was a guy that was probably hadn't played himself into the rotation, but did a really good job and, was ready to go tonight. I was really, really proud of him.
Yeah, Coach, if you can, what is, Ethan's stats? Was his injury? Is it a reaggravation of that knee?
Who's this?
Ethan, is it a reaggravation of that knee thing he had, a couple
Yeah,
weeks?
yep, 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 yep.
Kind of
I don't really
generally.
know the whole story yet. We'll figure it out. But right now, we know we'll be without him for a little while.
And then is Nico 100%? Did he come in kind of just because he had to today, or was
Well,
he
he's
all?
gonna play. I mean, he's got a shoulder issue, and he's gonna try to play through that. He's doing the best he can with what he has, So this is the hand that we're dealt. But like I said, this is still a talented team, and but it's a different team, and so we're gonna have to figure some things out and learn from this game, learn from the Northeastern game, because we probably got the toughest opponent we're gonna play all year on Monday. But that's what a season is supposed to be like. There's supposed to be a ton of challenges for you, and you're trying to grow and learn as you go, and you're hoping that you can win while you're doing that.
Yeah, coach, last question for me, talking about looking forward to the UCLA game on Monday. How do you kind of, preview that game as a coach? Do you think it's gonna be similar to this game? Do you think it's gonna be a
Yeah,
little
I think it'll
different?
be, they're obviously they're a more talented team. They'll be the most talented team that we face all year. They got great athleticism, great length and size. They can score it, and they present a lot of challenges for us. But hopefully we can use the game against Northeastern and use the game against San Diego to kind of put us in a place where we're ready to go and playing better basketball. But it'll be a major challenge. But we've played well against high major teams, man. We've always I should say we've always we've played well against high major teams, and we've been able to win some games against high major teams. So this is nothing different, and it's a great challenge, and we're going to go out and try to win the game.
Yeah, Coach, I was wondering, obviously you're very upset with the defense against Northeastern. Did you think that that was better? Obviously, Bradley for them had a pretty huge game, but
Yeah,
did
we still, 47% is still way too high. 50% in the second half. Thought we were tired. I thought we needed, I probably needed to sub a little bit quicker, get fresher bodies in there. But we need to be better. We need to be tougher at it. I thought there were in the second half when we got beat down, I thought there was some toughness plays we didn't make. Yeah, we got a ways to go. We got to keep trying to get better. I think this can be a very good defensive team, but we've got work to do.
Yeah. And then last one for me. Tough game for Kai and honestly for Miles too. Do you think that you kind of need more from two of your best and most experienced players, especially in the backcourt?
Well, they didn't have great offensive games. Both guys were capable of playing much better. I thought both of them got some pretty good looks at it and could knock it down, and that's what happens. Sometimes, they're not going to shoot like that every night. We had a bad shooting night, and we need to be tougher. It's as simple as that. It's not overly complicated. We make a couple more threes, and we get feeling a little bit better, and then we're playing a little tougher, and before long, you're right there.
All right, that's it for me, Coach.
All right, man.
Yeah,
I'll
I'm
see you
also.
there.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck on Monday.
Thank you.